Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, the program that highlights the pages of the Prime Minister's diary. I'm Athalia Reynolds-Baker. Thanks for joining us. It was a full week of activities for newly elected Prime Minister Andrew Holness. Just a week after being sworn in as Prime Minister, Mr. Holness was in the House of Representatives for the opening of the new Parliament and swearing-in ceremony. In his first address to Parliament as Prime Minister, since the Jamaica Labour Party won the February 25 general elections, Mr. Holness called for parliamentarians on both sides of the aisle to make the affairs of the nation their first priority. Mr. Holness says he's committed to pursuing an atmosphere of cooperation and partnership with the opposition as he works in the country's best interest.
This is a moment that requires cooperation. This moment requires maturity, partnership, consensus building, and importantly, patriotism. This is the time for us to put Jamaica first.
Prime Minister Holness says the government has already moved to fast-track a number of investment projects. This in keeping with the administration's focus on inclusive economic growth, job creation, sustainable debt reduction, and improving the general well-being of Jamaicans.
Already we have started the process of fast-tracking investment projects that are only being held up by decision. We have started work with the support of the IMF on our proposed reforms to the tax system to ensure that when they are implemented, they mutually reinforce the twin targets of growth and fiscal balance.
Mr. Holness says work has started with the support of the International Monetary Fund, IMF, on the proposed reform of the tax system to ensure that when implemented, it mutually reinforces the twin targets of growth and fiscal balance. Additionally, the Prime Minister says work is underway to address the challenges faced in the healthcare system and the potential threats of epidemic diseases. The week also saw Prime Minister Andrew Holness participating in the swearing-in of members of Parliament elected to serve in the House of Representatives. On Thursday, March 10, 61 of the 63 members of Parliament, MPs, elected to serve in the lower house were sworn in at the opening of the new session of Parliament. Absent were MP for Southern St. Andrew, Dr. Omar Davies, and MP for Southern St. James, Derek Kellyer. Pernell Charles, senior MP for North Central Clarendon, was elected Speaker of the House of Representatives, while MP for St. Elizabeth Southeastern, Franklin Whitter, was elected Deputy Speaker. MP for St. Andrew Western, Derek Smith, is the new leader of government business, with MP for East Kingston and Port Royal, Philip Paulwell, serving as leader of opposition business. 19 of the 21 senators were also sworn in last Thursday. Former leader of opposition business in the Senate, Tom Tavares Finson, was elected the new president. Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith is the new leader of government business in the upper house, while Senator Mark Golding will serve as leader of opposition business. And on March 7, the 18-member cabinet led by Prime Minister Andrew Holness was sworn in at King's House. Four state ministers were also sworn in, while Marlene Malahu Fort was appointed Attorney General. Prime Minister Holness will assume responsibility for defense, economic growth, and job creation. The environment, land, water, and housing portfolios are also situated within the office of the Prime Minister. Mr. Holness says he believes the members of his cabinet have the necessary leadership skills to meet the demands to be placed upon them as they manage their various portfolios.
They are expected to display very quickly a grasp of the subject area, articulate solutions, lead and inspire confidence. I am confident that the persons chosen will do all these things and more.
That was Jamaica House Weekly. Join us again next week as we continue to highlight the pages of the Prime Minister's diary. On behalf of studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Athalia Reynolds-Baker.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.